Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Thursday, May 19. Coming up, Prime Minister Andrew Holness urges CDB to give priority to debt management, government and World Bank to collaborate on better financing for SMEs, and JCIF signs agreement with communities for Labor Day projects. The news in detail after the break.
A person assigned an attorney may need forensic, medical, scientific or other expert evidence to prove his case. The Legal Aid Council, where an assigned attorney so requests, undertakes the costs for such expert services as required. Contact the Legal Aid Council at 72 Harbour Street, Kingston. Telephone 948-6999 or email aid.legal@moj.gov.jm. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is calling for the Caribbean Development Bank, CDB, to give priority to addressing the problem of high debt, which he says is impeding growth in the region. Mr. Holness says debt forgiveness is not an option, but the region could consider a debt for policy swap as one way of reducing high debt levels. The Prime Minister says while the region continues to focus on attracting foreign investments for growth, countries must also concentrate resources on policies that transform their economies, reduce public bureaucracies, reform tax systems, promote economic efficiencies, and broaden access to finance.
The countries of the Caribbean region must pursue economic growth, and the multilateral agencies and our friend in the CDB must stand with the leaders of the Caribbean in promoting policies for economic growth, which is inclusive and sustainable.
Mr. Holness was speaking at the opening of the 46th annual meeting of the Board of Governors of the Caribbean Development Bank in Montego Bay Wednesday. The government of Jamaica and the World Bank will be collaborating on a new project to facilitate access to finance for small and medium-sized enterprises, SMEs. The decision follows wide-ranging discussions Wednesday between Prime Minister Andrew Holness and World Bank Vice President Jorge Familiar in Montego Bay. The project will also focus on creating innovative financing initiatives, including a debt for nature and resilience swap and policy-based guarantee. During the meeting, Vice President Familiar congratulated Jamaica for its commitment to good macroeconomic policies and expressed conviction that with continued reforms, Jamaica is on the right path for accelerating growth. As part of its country partnership strategy, the World Bank is providing Jamaica with $500 million or $510 million over the period 2013 to 2017 to boost private sector development and competitiveness. It also comes with support in transitioning to clean energy, a regional initiative to provide new skills and jobs for youth in the animation and digital economy, and efforts to improve social and climate resilience. The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JCIF, will provide approximately $2 million for Labor Day activities in several communities across the island. The money is being provided under the World Bank-funded Integrated Community Development Project. The JCIF will offer grants of up to $100,000 to fund 18 community-based projects.
We thank JCIF on behalf of the Ministry of Health. They are a development partner, and health is a development imperative. You can't develop your country if you don't have health.
Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton. Dr. Tufton was speaking at a contract signing ceremony for the projects held in Kingston Wednesday. The communities will focus on sanitation improvement in keeping with the theme for Labor Day 2016, For Health's Sake, Keep It Clean. The project will take place in St. Catherine, St. Anne, Clarendon, St. James, Westmoreland, and Kingston and St. Andrew. And Minister of Labour and Social Security Shaheeni Robinson says the long-awaited Occupational Safety and Health OSH Bill is being reviewed by the Chief Parliamentary Council and is expected to be tabled in Parliament later this year. The bill will serve to ensure strict adherence to workplace safety standards.
The enactment of the OSH legislation is on the priority legislation program of the ministry, and we will continue to have consultation with stakeholders on this important bill.
Minister Robinson was speaking at the National Workers' Week and Labor Day Thanksgiving service in St. Andrew recently. Minister Robinson says citizens have a role to play in ensuring a safe and healthy work environment. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.